From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus are convening at the group's 36th annual legislative conference, which kicks off today in Washington, D.C. Issues up for discussion include health care, voting rights, Katrina relief, Sudan, and the U.S. energy crisis. We get more on the conference agenda from CBC Chairman Mel Watt of North Carolina. Congressman Watt joins us via phone. Also with us by phone, Congresswoman Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick of Michigan. She's the co-chair. Good to have you both on the program.
Great. Good to be with you.
Congressman, let me start with you. So much to be talked about over the course of the four-day conference, 20,000 people expected. Give us a sense of the highlight. You're calling this conference. The conference theme is Changing Course, Confronting Crisis, Continuing the Legacy.
Yeah, I think it's a great theme that's been adopted by the co-chairs, Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick and Barbara Lee. Have done an outstanding job of pulling participants together to talk about energy and poverty and education and health care, the whole range of issues that confront our community. And we're looking forward to having maybe 20, 25,000 people in town this weekend.
Congresswoman, a lot of people, and I should note that I'll be moderating the town hall meeting on energy on tomorrow. A lot of people may wonder, why did you take up this particular subject based on all of the ills that the African-American community is suffering through? But we should note this is a very important issue.
It is, and it fits right in with our theme. And as the chairman said, we're going to take up many of the traditional issues in all of our over 70 workshops. We thought we better take a look at energy crisis. As it relates to gasoline, and I don't care that they're trying to put it down a quarter or 50 cents now, and I hope your listeners know that that's all political, home heating assistance, and really global warming, it's real, and whether Americans or human life can sustain itself over the next decade or next century. So this is looking at the crisis in energy, why the energy companies are making record profits at the same time the average American can't buy the gasoline, can't heat their homes. What we must do for alternative energy sources. And thank you, Ed, for moderating this. It promises to be a very enlightening and long-term subject that we will be discussing throughout this decade.
My pleasure. Mel Watt, is this part of the new agenda, if you will? Heretofore, this wouldn't have necessarily been first and foremost on Black America's minds. Is this an idea of putting in the fore some things that heretofore had not been talked about?
Well, I think it's been there for a long period of time, this energy issue, but it has more direct disproportionate impact on African Americans because we are disproportionately represented in poverty in this country, as we saw in the aftermath of Katrina. And if people can't afford to buy gas, even to get away from a storm that they know is imminent, and they can't afford to heat their homes, we need to be confronting that in our community as one of our primary issues related to poverty and education and the other issues that are in our core agenda. So we don't view this as an extension or going outside the core agenda. We just think it's a logical part of the core agenda.
Congresswoman, so much being made of the true kickoff of election season, this election season paramount to many in the minds of many in terms of the direction of this country and Democrats full bore ahead, ready to meet Republicans. Of course, this will be something talked about during the 4 days.
Sure. The midterm elections, make sure you get out and register to vote in our state and across the state. October 12th is the last day before a person must register. We've got to change the direction of the country. Staying the course is not what we must do. We've got to have a new direction, and that's what we're here to say. So the midterm elections can change the House, Senate, and the soon-to-be presidency in 08 as we move forward to make sure that our children have adequate schools, that our health care system is strong, that we invest some of these dollars into America's families. $400 billion has been spent in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we face a $65 billion supplemental as we come back in Congress today. And some of that money must be invested in America and in America's family. So midterm elections are critical. We want all your listeners, get out to vote, talk to each other, turn off that television, find out what issues affect your life. If you believe in a strong family and a strong America, you must vote. you must exercise your right, and you must work with others to make sure that they get out and vote in the midterm elections.
Chairman Watt, what of those who will say to the Congresswoman, that's all well and good, we should participate, but quite frankly, we've been turned off by both sides of the aisle and what we're seeing from Washington. We don't see a connect with the political agenda from either party.
Well, I just encourage them to look at the voting records. I think they will find that the disproportionately the voting records of Democrats have been supportive of our agenda. Our agenda is really not Democratic or Republican. It's about closing the disparities that exist in our communities between African Americans and other Americans. And we've tried to judge both parties equally on our agenda. But there's no question in our minds that the Democratic Party is being more responsive. Now, they are not being perfect. We don't even try to make that argument anymore. We're holding their feet to the fire just like we're holding Republican feet to the fire. The problem is that, and the great thing about it is Democrats are responding to our holding it, their feet to the fire, and the Republicans, unfortunately, are not responding as we would like for them to do.
Congresswoman, you talked about new approaches to solving problems when you all talked about the theme of this conference. Give me a sense of what you mean by that, specifics.
You know, solving problems, first of all, increasing the minimum wage. Democrats have stood strong for the last year now, trying to raise the $5.15 minimum wage up to $7. And this Congress, this Republican Congress, has thrown at every effort and made sure that we did not do that. We've got to invest in health care. We've got to make sure, for example, that Medicare prescription drug that was passed at 3 o'clock in the morning is revisited, that seniors are able to get their medication within what already exists as Medicare and not be privatized and have to go out of that. There's a lot of different networks that we can change and make sure that work right. We've got to invest in education. Our children are crying out for it so that they be technologically sound and able to compete in this global community. There's so many things that this Congress, this Republican Congress, are not addressing. And you ask the chairman, what can we do? Just regular bread and butter issues as it relates to education and housing. And if you want those things on the agenda, you've got to involve yourselves in it, your churches, your communities, we as a people, we as a nation. Or else America will be another nation that we won't want to live in, won't want to raise our children, and we'll all be holding to China or some other country.
Now, Watt, let me go to you and talk about the CBC and their power or perceived lack thereof by some. We saw that Cynthia McKinney lost her reelection bid. We see William Jefferson in a pinch with the investigation, the ongoing investigation. We hear Charlie Rangel suggest that he may not come back if, in fact, Dems don't win the House and Senate. John Conyers is a senior and has to, at some point, look at putting down his mantle and retiring. Talk to us about the future of the CBC.
Well, I think the future of the CBC is bright and strong. We obviously don't like to lose any member, Cynthia McKinney, any of our members who are running for re-election. But when they are replaced by other African-American candidates, those African-American candidates become members of the Congressional Black Caucus. And the caucus itself continues to change and grow and continues to be a vibrant force. So the number of African Americans running in this year's election at all levels, state, local, and federal, has increased dramatically as a result of voter participation based on the Voting Rights Act. And our numbers as members of the Congressional Black Caucus continue to increase. Our biggest challenge is to elect people who are allied with us so that we can accomplish our objectives better. And we're trying to form those alliances with the Hispanic Caucus, with the Asian American Caucus, with Democrats, with Republicans, anybody who will support our agenda. We're out there trying to fight for them and, in the meantime, growing our own ranks because that's critically important to have an equivalent number of African Americans representing the African American community in close to the percentage that we represent in the population in general.
Going back to the importance of voting, though, Congresswoman, we should note that all of the legislative initiatives that you would put forth, some of which have met defeat based on the numbers in Congress, if you don't get those numbers, it's going to be a difficult road to hoe for the CBC.
And for America. That's why it's so critical, this midterm election. We must retain the U.S. House of Representatives. We've got a shot at the U.S. Senate. It's unfortunate that all the branches of government are covered by one party. So, you can have a good idea, you can debate it, but unless you have the votes in the final analysis. That's why many of our colleagues represent multi-ethnic communities, but they only vote for one ethnic community. We've got to change that, and your listeners have to know what their particular congressperson is doing. We don't represent just African-Americans. We represent Asians, Latinos, Arab, and the like, as well as European-Americans. So, the Congressional Black Caucus is unique. Over 25 million Americans are represented in over 20 states, and we need America in general and African-Americans particularly to engage, to watch, to look, to act, to participate so that America is stronger.
All right, Mel Watt, Congressman of North Carolina, and Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick from my home state of Michigan. I thank you both. The 36th Annual Legislative Conference kicks off. 4 days of conferences, plenary sessions, debates, and the like here in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do.